Blog Talk Radio.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibad said on Saturdays, the Sabbath, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta, Kohulum Ahayin Asaye, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Peace and universe.
only my real life class, yeah, I wish it, yeah. Rastafari, a winner is naturally. I won a boo house and a tame. It's my time enough. A time ghetto youth to shine enough. So welcome to my world. A world full of experiences and realities. I mean to teach and preach to both the poor and rich. I mean to inform, educate and entertain as well. But before that, let's acknowledge the presence of the Almighty. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio, Na Adonai, El Shuwen Shou Sudatai, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kokam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift. Slatia. Through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship Yahweh through your teachings and through your book. You shall one of a blessing right on me. Now this worldwide world, there's no one like you. So I will never, never, never replace you. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio, Na Adonai, El Shuwen Shou Sudatai, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kankam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift you, man. El Shaddai, you stay with me. True was my hustle, my Lord is my savior. True was my struggle, he is my armor. In my battle, he made me conquer, so we gave in the mountain. King of kings, Lord of lords, stripe of Judah and the conquering lion. Bonani Mada, Bonazi Ago, Yebusele, Moko Beni Samako. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio, Na Adonai, El Shuwen Shou Sudatai, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kankam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift you high. El Shaddai, open up my eyes to see your work them. Open up my ears to hear your voice them. Not forgetting my nose for the sense of smell. Open up my lips so that I can tell them. Give me more strength to do your work. Strength in my heart to worry your faith. Give me more life to witness the blessed day. Open up my mind for me to understand. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio, Na Adonai, El Shuwen Shou Sudatai, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kankam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift you high. El Shaddai, through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship you. Through your teachings and through your book, you shall one of a blessing right on me. Now this worldwide world, no other like you. So I will never, 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 never. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio, Na Adonai, El Shuwen Shou Sudatai, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kankam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift you high. El Shaddai, only my real life slot, yeah, I wish it. Rastafari.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Slatia.
The home place is too
much. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, protect our unite, every day we cry. We no want a maroon, our skull fit fly. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, protect our unite, every day we cry. We no want a mariner's call if we fly. Praise the Most High. Believe me, uttered.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inslasya!
The whole place is due for help.
upon the scene. You see that I'm a Rasta man. Everything we wanna find and the Rasta get me blame. Them trying everything to silence me. No, no. Rasta only stay because you know it's just a game. To set up the Rasta man. Let me tell you something. Give me love in the tears and smile. To wait on the youth to rise again. I shall prosper. You'll never get away. Nazi gentleman, a militant soldier. He no need no type of on him shoulder. He is coming from the army of the father. And only Rasta man can come over. Nazi come in at the top, at the top, at the top. I never jump, I never jump, never jump, never jump, never.
You could never do a thing like that. You must be going crazy, or you're thinking mad.
Tulid in the Royal Amharic is generation, Tulid, and Toldot, Toldot in the archaic Hebrew, Toldot, Tulid, from to be born, to be born, Tulid, generation, Toldot, generation. So we have generation right here. This is the Esau and Yaakov, Esau and Jacob. You say Esau and Jacob, recalling the previous psalm, and the psalm that spoke to the theme of love and hate, Psalm 109, and look at the psalms in this Shabua, in this 7-day strong right here. Here for this sixth sabbatical study, the sixth year in the Shemesta, one of the themes of thoughts for the Shabua, for the seven, is the prayers of the righteous. The ancient teaching says, why were I and our ancestors barren? Kind of an interesting theme, Chabarim, looking at the different ones that initially could not bring forth to birth. I mean, even with this Martyrium St. Mary in the legends of Our Lady concerning her mother Hannah, there was also that situation right there. So one of the reasons here questioning why were like the ancestors, matriarchs, and maybe to a degree even the patriarchs, but you know, it's on the matriarchs, you know, like we have Rebecca right here. The answer is because HaKadosh, the Holy One, Kedus, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, He longs to hear the prayer of the righteous. One of the reasons brought out in this year, the sixth sabbatical study for the I and I Rastafari sabbatical strong right here, the sixth sabbatical study, we have Toldot, generation. Now here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, is Psalm 102, Mizmor Kof Beit, Psalm CII. And here the theme, putting this together right here, the daily psalms and the psalms for the day, also with the Torah reading and feeding, sometimes there's a rhema, a right now word. One of the rhema right now words right here is concerning today's psalm here for this Shabbat Toldot, Sabbath generations, Senbet Tulit, an exile's pliant. In other words, an exile's pliant or like complaint, exile. Falasha, the word falasha in the Ge'ez, felese, falasha, means an exile, one who is removed from their land or the land of their nativity from their land. I pointed out because only falashas are not just those in the East, but even over here in the Americas and the Caribbean. So here, looking at today's daily psalm, Psalm 102, the reference to the condition of Zion, point to the period of the captivity as the time, the Iowa, when the psalm, the Mizmor, today's daily chant, Psalm 102, was composed. So here, some of the reasonments here, the better reasonments is that the references in today's psalm to the condition of Zion, it points to the period of the captivity as the time, the Iowa, when the psalm was composed. So we're looking at the captivity, both then, back then, especially of the southern kingdom, the kingdom of Yehuda, Judah, the black Jews returning from the Babylonian exile from Babylon, and also us here in these latter days and time. Now, some identify the speaker with Yisrael. The speaker here is Israel. Some say more likely an individual captive who gives the details here in today's chant of his wretched plight. But he pours out his soul, his psyche, as a member of the B'nai Israel, Yisrael Lijot, the children of Israel, the Israelite community, and speaks for his people, even for Jah people as well as himself. So here we have a sense of the individual, the indivisible dual, the individual speaking for I and I. So one gleam of hope pierces the envelope, the envelope of like darkness and disillumination. What is that gleam, a stream of hope, that light there? That is Jah's eternity. So today's daily psalm focus on he who be who he be, his eternity, that kindles faith in Zion's restoration, because he be who he be for Ivan Ivan, Zion would be restored. He will not discard his people forever. He is forever. He will not discard or throw away his people or Jah people forever. But we know that because of the people's falling short and their disobedience, there would be times, even as the past 400 years, also illuminate the prophecy. The day will come, the day will come for the fulfillment of the promise of his yea, his amen, the tesla, the hope, the expectation that Jerusalem, shall be the center to which all nations will rally in his service, rally in Jah's service. So here, just an overview on today's daily psalm, here in tune with the sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, Tulid, Toldot, Generation. Now, the superscription is a superscription that's found also in the KJV Bibles. Often ones will start at the first verse, but in the Hebrew, it is the superscription, the small type that forms the first verse. Now, the superscription has an allusion to the psalm, the chant's liturgical use, the use of today's daily psalm as a liturgy. In the Royal Amharic, we'll say the Kedase, or others might refer to it as the anaphora, 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 ana, up offering, fora, up offering, up offering, offering, like sometimes up offered. It's what we have here Judaically, right? We have the aliyah, like the seven aliyahs for the Shabbat, and we have seven here for this Shabbat, Shabbat generations. But here, let's look at the KJV Psalm 102, so we can give praise, Isis, as Psalm 47 and 7 says, with understanding, for good standing, inner standing, overstanding here. So here, Psalm 102, it says, a prayer of the afflicted when he is overwhelmed and pours out his complaint, his plaint, his plaint, his complaint, lifnei Yahuwah before Jehovah. That right there is the first proper, the first proper verse. The first proper verse right here, here, here. Now there's a footer. We have a footer right here in the Scofield Study Bible, an English speaking point of reference right here. It's very interesting right here, just looking over today's daily psalm. And then we're going to zoom in also, a Rhema word for Rastafari. Let's zoom in on verse 18. Verse 18 says that this shall be written for the generation. So another link with this Torah reading and feeding right here in this season, generation. And today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm 102, verse 18, that reads, this shall be written for the generation to come, and the people that shall be created shall praise. Here in the KJV, it has the Gentile tetragrammaton, L-O-R-D, instead of YH. Actually, here it says the Lord is not the Yahuwah, the Jehovah sense, but in the Hebrew it's the Jah or the Yah sense. So this verse more properly being read, this shall be written for the generation to come, and the people that shall be created shall praise Yah, shall praise Yah, shall praise Jah. So right here, when you see Lord sometime in the translation, it might refer to the tetragrammaton, the four letters, Yahweh, right, the YHWH. But in this case, as in other cases, here the four letters, L-O-R-D, actually refer to the bigrammaton, or the two letters of the divine name, the Yod and the He, or the Yah, the Yah. So here in today's psalm, it says that this here, 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 here is written for the generation to come. As we get into the Hebrew of it all, we get to see that the generation to come speaks of the last, the acharon, the last generation, or the generation like I and I of these latter days in time, of the Western whitewashed Gentile, you say the present world order, the system, the present kingdoms that are ruling this world government, these latter days and time of the Gentiles. This shall be written for the generation to come, or the last, the latter generation, and the people, 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 and the people that shall be created. Here it says the people that shall be created. Another important theme of the call, chosen and faithful Rastafari, is creation, the iration, the irata, the creator. The creation theme is very, very important. With the true spirituality of His Majesty, man was not emanated from a deity. Emanation philosophy is 180-degree opposite of the creation. What the scripture, the glory of His Majesty, teach about creation. Man was created in the image and after the likeness of he who be we be. So here it speaks of the people, and the people that shall be created shall praise Jah. Or the sense of it is, from the Hebrew, the people that shall be created should be created for a purpose. Their purpose is to praise Yah. Their purpose is to praise Jah. Rastafari, Rhema word right here, 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 here in today's daily psalm right here. So also here, just going over some of the basic overviews, right? The Scofield Study Bible, a stepping stone in I study. So here, the reference of verses 25 to 27. Here it is said in today's daily psalm, we have verses 25 to 27 that reads, "Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands." Verse 26, "They shall perish, but thou, the eye, shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shall thou change them, and they shall be changed." Verse 27, "But thou, the eye, art the same, and thy years shall have no end." Shall have no end. Now, here it is said in the Scofield Study Bible, the footnote here, companion footnote to Psalm 102, it says the reference of verses 25, 27 to Christ, or to Mashiach, to the Messiah. So the reference of verses 25 to 27, here it says the reference to the Messiah, the Mashiach. And also recall, we just had the 91st anniversary of the anointing and the crowning of Negus, Rastafari, Kedemawi, Haile Selassie, as well as the crowning of Itege Menin, Kedemawi, Tuleta Georgis. But the significant difference or nuance is the anointing. That is, majesty not only crowned, but anointed. That right there of the ancient order and the Israelites of Ethiopia links with the true order of the anointing, the true order of the anointing of the Messiah King, as with the King of Kings. So the verses here are verses with reference to the Messiah or Christ, the anointed. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 11 and verse 12 assures us that in the preceding verses of Psalm 102, we have prophetically, it says, the exercises of his holy soul, his eyeless soul, in the days of his humiliation and rejection. And as the word says, what they hate the Son because they hate the Father. So what they seek to do to the Son, they seek to do to the Father. Even with a godless and creeping coup, the rebellion against the King of Kings in Ethiopia, we can apply this as well. The days of his humiliation and rejection. That today's psalm, Psalm 102, Psalm CII, I have prophetically the exercises of his holy soul, the Messiah's soul, in the days of his humiliation and rejection. So Psalm 102 is also a messianic psalm. Some of the psalms speak to and for and concerning the Messiah in both the first and the second advent. So here, going to ride up right here, today's daily song.
Here is in the eyes of the beholder, and love is in the presence of the lovemaker. Life is in the words of the comforter, endure much longer, live much longer. Here is in the eyes of the beholder, and love is in the presence of the lovemaker. Life is in the words of the comforter, endure much longer, live much longer. Here is in the eyes of the beholder, and love is in the presence of the lovemaker. Life is in the words of the
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself.
Highly, 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 highly So I and I children sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
So today's daily psalm right here has a liturgical use in the Kedaseh, the Hebrew liturgy. Some of the psalms, like today's psalm, was used in the liturgy, the Kedaseh, as like anaphoras, as offerings. And it's appropriate, it says right here, for recital by any sufferer. So we have a sufferer's psalm whose overcharged heart seeks relief in prayer. So prayer right here, the prayer of the afflicted when he fainteth and pours out his complaint, listening to Yahuwah before Jehovah. Today's daily psalm.
Psalm 102. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch, and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping, because of thine indignation and thy wrath. For thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth. I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute, and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem, when the people are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. He weakened my strength in the way. He shortened my days. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee.
Storm and Zion. Zion, that's Desiree Ray Theater, the Zion theme. Here we're going to grind on the world and hard from the Metzhoff Caduce.
Princes shall come out of Egypt, Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth, O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
So here you hear Psalm 102, a version, not the King James Version, here the Metzhoff Caduce, the Book of the Seven Seals, authorized, revised, and hard Bible. First up, native speaker Abraham Chebude going over today's psalm, and then we'll break it down verse by verse right here, here, here. Yes, sir. A version, not the King James Version. King of Kings.
Mazmur Mato And. Bekennif Mato Hulet. ባዘነና ልመናውን በእግዚአብሔር ፊት ባፈሰሰ ጊዜ የችግረኛ ጸሎት አቤቱ ጸሎቴን ስማኝ ጩኸቴም ወደ አንተ ይድረስ በመከራዬ ቀን ፊትህን ከኔ አትመልስ ጆሮህን ወደ እኔ አዘንብል በጠራሁ ቀን ፈጥነህ ስማኝ ዘመኔ እንደ ጢስ አልቃለችና አጥንቶቼም እንደ መቃጠያ ተቃጥለዋልና እህል መብላት ተረስቶኛልና ተቀሰፍ ልቤም እንደሳደረቀ ከጩኸቴ ድምጽ የተነሳ አጥንቶቼ ከስጋዬ ጋር ተጣበቁ እንደ ምድረ በዳ እርኩም መሰልኩ በፈረሰ ቤት እንዳለ እንደ ጉጉት ሆኖ ተጋው በሰገነትም እንደሚኖር ብቸኛ ድንቢጥ ሆኖ ጠላቶቼ ሁልጊዜ ይሰድቡኛል የሚያሳድዱኝም ተማማሉብኝ አመድን እንደ እህል ቅሚያለሁና መጠጤንም ከምባዬ ጋር ቀላቅያለሁና ከቁጣህና ከመዓትህ የተነሳ አንስተኸኛልና ጥለኸኝማልና ዘመኖቼ እንደ ጥላ ዘንብለዋል እኔም እንደ ሳር ደርቄያለሁ አንተ ግን አቤቱ ለዘላለም ትኖራለህ መታሰቢያህም ለልጅ ልጅ ነው አንተ ተነስ ጽዮንንም ይቅር በላት የምህረቷ ጊዜ ነውና ዘመኗም ደርሷልና ባሪያዎችህም ድንጋዮቿን ወደዋልና ለመሬቷም አዝነዋልና አቤቱ አሕዛብ ስምህን ነገሥታትም ሁሉ ክብርህን ይፈራሉ እግዚአብሔር ጽዮንን ይሠራታልና በክብሩም ይገለጣልና ወደ ችግረኞች ጸሎት ተመለከተ ልመናቸውንም አልናቀም ይህ ለሚመጣ ትውልድ ይጻፍ የሚፈጠርም ሕዝብ ለእግዚአብሔር እልል ይላል እግዚአብሔር ከመቅደሱ ከፍታ ሆኖ ተመለክቷልና ከሰማይ ሆኖ ምድርን አይቷልና የእስረኞችን ጩኸት ይሰማ ዘንድ ሊገደሉ የተፈረደባቸውን ያድን ዘንድ የእግዚአብሔር ስም በጽዮን ምስጋናውም በኢየሩሳሌም ይነገሩ ዘንድ አሕዛብ በአንድነት በተሰበሰቡ ጊዜ መንግሥታትም ለእግዚአብሔር ይገዙ ዘንድ በኃይሉ ጎዳና መለሰለት የዘመኔን አነስተኛነት ነገረኝ በዘመኔ እኩሌታ አትውሰደኝ ዓመቶችህ ለልጅ ልጅ ናቸው አቤቱ አንተ ከጥንት ምድርን መሠረት ሰማያትም የእጅ ሥራ ናቸው እነርሱ ይጠፋሉ አንተ ግን ትኖራለህ ሁላቸው እንደ ልብስ ያረጃሉ እንደ መጎናጸፊያም ትለውጣቸዋለህ ይለወጡማል አንተ ግን ያው አንተ ነህ ዓመቶችህ ከቶ አያልቁ የባሪያዎችህም ልጆች ይኖራሉ ዘራቸውም ለዘላለም ትጠናለች
Let them know. Jaja. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, my tent and the rebel exhibit, massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the
Salam to Anast. And in today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Mezmore Dawit Meto Hulet. Psalm 102, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malkiah Tzedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king. So we'll be comparing side by side, comparing and contrasting the HSV, the Haile Selassie version from the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, with the KJV, the King James Version in English. Besema'ab, Wewelid, Wemenfes, Kedus, Haru, Amlak, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one source in Jemralin. Beginning with the superscription here. Bazenenna Limenawin Be'egaziavi Herfit Ba Fesese Gize Yechigrinya Selot. Superscription, a prayer of the afflicted. A prayer of the afflicted. Yechigrinya Selot. When he is overwhelmed and pours out his complaint before the Lord. Bazenenna limenawina beekeziavi herfit ba fesese gize yechgrinya elot. Superscription. Kuter and verse 1. Avitu selotena semany chuhetenim awod ante yidres. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Avitu, I father, his father, O father of the house. And let my cry come to the eye, to hetem, what ante yidres, avitu, selotain semanye, selotain, my prayer, semanye, here, to hetem, my shout, to hetem, what ante yidres, kuter hulet, verse 2. Memekrayik enafitehin kane atemelis, Jorohin awarene azenabil, Bet Rahu en fetne semany. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Memekrayik en fitehin kane atemelis. Incline thine ear to me, to I, Jorohina, Wurenea, Zenabil. In the day when I call, answer I speedily, Bet Rahuken, Fetne, Simany, Kuter, Source. Verse 3. Zemenein det Isa alak alechna, at intochema wode mekatelia. Take at lewalina, for my days are consumed like smoke. Zemene, my age, my time. Zemene in the tisa ala kalechna, and my bones are burnt as in hearth. At intochima wode mekatelia. Take at lewalina. Kuter arat, verse 4. Ihila meblata terestonya lena, tek esafu, libim indesara dereke. My heart is smitten and withered like grass. So that I forget to eat my bread, so that I forget to eat my bread. My heart is smitten. And withered like grass in the Sar Derica. Kutramis, verse 5. Kachuhete din ayetanessa, atintoche kasgaye gara tet aveku. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. Kachuhete din ayetanessa. Verse 6. In the midra beda erkuma meles maselhu be feres be feres beit and dale and guguta honhu. I am like a pelican of the wilderness, in the midre beda, arkuma meselhu. I am like an owl of the wilderness, be feres veitindale, in the guguta honhu. Kuter sabat, verse 7. Tegao. Be segnetim in the minora bichinya dinabit ahonhu. I watch to go and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Alone upon the housetop. Be segnetim in the minor bichinya dinabit ahonhu. Like a sparrow I am. Kuta cement, verse 8. Tratoche hulgize yised dabunyal. Yemiyasad dunin temama lubin. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me, against I, are sworn against me, against I. Tratoche Hulgize, he said, Dabunyal, my enemies, my haters reproach me all the day. Yemiyasadunyim, te mama lubin, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. Kuterzetain, verse 9. Amedin in the hilla kimealhuna, metete. Met at a nima kain by ye gara kalak yalhuna. For I have eaten ashes like bread, Ahmedin, in the hilla kimealhuna, and mingled my drink with weeping. Met at a nima kain by ye gara kalak yalhuna. Kutasr, verse 10. Kakutahina kame atihima yetanesa anisa tahinyalina telehenya malina. Because of thine indignation and thy wrath, kakutahina kame atihima yetanesa. For thou hast lifted me up, Anissa Tehenyalina, and cast me down, Tilehenyamalina, Kutelasra, and verse 11. Zemenochin Tela, Azenibalewal, Hinem in the Sara Derkeal. My days are like a shadow that declineth. Zemenoche in the tela, azeniba lawal, hinem, and I am withered like grass, hinem in the sara derkealu, kuter asara, hulet, verse 12. Antegin. Avitu, lezelale matinorale, metasebiahimalijno. But thou, Abitu, I fathers, father, father, the house, Lord, shall endure forever. Antegin Abitu. Lezalem tinorale. And thy remembrance, metasebiahim, to all generations, the lijno, to the children's children, lijno, metasebiahim, lijno, kuter asra sos, verse 13. Ante tenesas yoninima yikrbelat, mihiretawagi zenoina, zemenawama derso alina. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. Ante tenes Zionim yikrbelat, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. Yem hiretwa gize nwina, zemen nwama dorso halina. Kuter asra arat, verse 14. Baryawoch hima dingayochwana wedewalina lemeritawama azinawalina. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones. Baryawoch him dingayochwana wedewalina, and favor the dust thereof. Lemeritawama azinawalina. Kuter asra amist. Verse 15. Avetu ahzaba simhin negesatatim hulu kabrehina yifralu. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord. Avetu ahzab simhin negesatatim hulu, and all the kings, and all the kings of the earth, thy glory. Negestatim hulu kabrehin yifralu. Kuter asra sedist. Verse 16. Egzeavi heras yonin yisratalina. Bekabruma yigeletalina. Yigeletalina. Bekabrum yigeletalina. Alina, exiavirus ionin yisaratalina, when exiavir the sustaining the good, the generous Ab shall build up Sion, Zion, exiavir Sionin yisaratalina, he shall appear in his glory. Bekubrum ye geletalina, bekubrum. In his glory, bekubrum yigelet alina, kutarasra sevat, verse 17. Ore chigrinyochas elota temelekete, liminachuinema alanak. He will regard the prayer of the destitute, ore chigrinyochas elot temelekete, and not despise their prayer, their petitions. Eliminachu nimal nakem. Kutasra cement, verse 18. Yih lemi metatu leda yitzaf. This shall be written for the generation to come. Yih lemi metatu led yitzaf. Let this be written for the generation to come. Yih. Let me met atu lid yitzaf, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. Yemiya fetarim hizbale gizyavihar ilil yilal. And the people which shall be created shall praise it. Gizyavir, stain of the good, the generous Ab. Ye let me met atu lid yitzaf. Yemiya fetarim his le gizyavihar ilil yilal. Kutara asarazet en. Verse 19, Egziavihir kamek desu akeftaho no te melikato alina kasamai hono midrin ayato alina. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. Egaziavi her sustain the good, the generous Ab Kamek Desu Kaftahono Temelikato Alina. For he, Egaziavia, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary from heaven. Did Egziav, the state of the good, the generous Ab, did he behold the earth? Kasamai hono midrin ayito alina kuter haya. Verse 20. Yes, renyo china chuheta isemazen liyagadluwa yetefaredabachuina yadinzen, to hear the groaning of the prisoner. Ye is renyo china chuheti samazen, to loose those that are appointed to death. Liya gedlu yetefered bacho win yadin zen. Kuta haya. And verse 21. Ye gizyavi rinasim Betsiona miskanawinima Yerusalema yinagaruzen, to declare the name of Egaziavi here is the state of the good, the generous Ab in Zion. Ye Egaziavi Harina Sima Betsion miskanawinim Be Yerusalem yinagaru yinagaruzen, and his praise, his eyes is miskanawinim Be Yerusalem yinagaru zen kut el haya hulet. Verse 22. Ahzab andeneta betesabel sabu gize mengistatim al egziavir yigazu zen. When the people are gathered together, the peoples, the nations, nationalities, ahzab andeneta betesabel sabu gize, and the kingdoms, mengistatim, to serve the Lord. Le'egziavi her yigezuzen, to serve the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab, kuter haya source. Verse 23. Behailu godana meleselet, yez amenina anessa tenyaneta nigbereng. He weakened my strength in the way. Behailu godana malesalet, he shortened my days. Yezemenin anesatinyaneta nigareng kutahaya arat. Verse 24. Bezemene equaleta atua sedbing. Atua sedeng. Bezemene equaleta atua sedeng. Ametoche lelij nacho. I said, oh my God, take me not away. Take me not away. Take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Be zemene kuleta tua sedeng ametoche lelij nacho kuter haya amist. Verse 25. Ade tu ante katenta midrina meseret semayatima ye ijisranacho, of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth. Abe to thy fathers, father, O father of the house. Abe to ante the I, male, and none other. Ante katint midrina mesarete, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. Samayatim ye iji sera nacho kuter haya sidist. Verse 26. Enarsu yitefalu Ante gina tinorale, hulacho in the lipsa ya rejalu, inda meguenas efia mate lowat achuale, ye lowat umal. They shall perish, but thou, the I, shalt endure, will endure, and our suit a follow. Ante gin tinorale, yea. All of them shall wax old, like a garment. Hulacho in the lipsa yarejalu. As a vesture shall thou the eye change them. In the meguenats ethiyama tilowat achuale. And they shall be changed. Ye lowat umal. Kuter haya sevat. Verse 27. Antegin. Yao, antene, but thou, the I, art the same, the I, and thy years shall have no end. Antegin, yao, antene, ametochehim akato ayalkum. Kuter haya serint, verse 28. Ye bariawoche him alijoche inoral, zeracho wimles lalemate senalech. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before the eye. Ye bariawoche him alijoche inoral, zeracho wimles lalemate senalech.
Let Jah be supreme. The goose and the god, let Jah be supreme. The Daniel lamb, let Jah be supreme. Let him be supreme. Let him be supreme. You better let him be supreme. Watereth the hills from his chamber, and the earth is satisfied, so satisfied. He maketh the grass to grow for him. Jah made the herb for man. He made the herb for man. Jah made the herb for man. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like grass, and they shall wither like wood. Let him be free.
Yeah. Let's zoom in. Let's zoom in on verse 18. Zooming in on verse 18 right here. The theme of generation here, the sixth of the sabbatical studies here, Toldo, Tulid. We have generation and also the people that shall be created to praise he who be, we be. So here, going to ride up with this sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong after this right here.
Rastafari, the man. Rastafari, the people. The people created, and in the words of today's daily song, Psalm 102, we have verse 18. Psalm 102 in the KJV is verse 18 in the Sefer Tehillim in the Book of Praises, also known as the Mezmor Dawit, the Psalter in the Book of Psalms, Tehillim, very interesting, the word Tehillim, the Hallel, the Ilil, like in Ethiopia, the Ililta, the Ilil, the Ililta, the Hallel, the praises, the exaltations. So here in the Sefer Tehillim, today's daily psalm, and just noting this for the record right here, because ones may ask, well, where's Rastafari in the Bible? All over the Bible. If you can see, if you get ears to hear and eyes to see, you'll recognize and hopefully receive this revelation, this reality right here. Here in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Psalter. In the KJV, the King James Version, it's Psalm 102 at verse 18. And the Peshat, the plain reading is, this shall be written for the generation to come, and the people that shall be created shall praise. Now KJV says the Lord. Now here in the Hebrew, Sefer Tehillim, Mizmor, the Perek Kof Beit, or some might say Kof Beit, Psalm 102. Here in the Hebrew, we have Tikatez Zot Le Dor Acheron V'am Nivra Yehalel, Hallel, Yah, praise, Jah. Here, the Hebrew, Yah, or anglicized in English, you say Jah, as we have in Psalm 68, verse 4. Here in the Hebrew, it says, and a people that shall be created with Am Nibra. Am Nibra, Yehalel, Yah, and a people that shall be created shall praise Jah. People created to praise Jah. Now, here's what's of interest and of note, Hebraically speaking, even for we, the black Jews of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Hebrew Yah or Jah is the designation of the Hashem of the name Yod Hey Wah Hey, Yod Hey Wah Hey, Yod Hey Wah Wah Hey. Some say Yud Hey Vah Hey, the YHWH, the designation frequently used in the Psalter for God, for Ha'el, the El, Ha'el, 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 for the God, the true God, Ha'el, as Yisrael, as Israel's Savior. So when we say Jah, Hebraically speaking, from our roots, weep not, behold, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the root of David, of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So Hebraically speaking, Jah or Yah is the designation, the Hashem, the name frequently used in the Psalter, in the Book of Psalms, the Psalms of David, for Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, is the Hebrew Trinity, HaShalush, HaKadosh, Kedush Selassie, for Ha'el, the true good, the true God,
the Almighty, as Israel, El, as Israel's Savior. So it's a Savior name. Jah is a Savior name. Yah, Jah, the Savior name. So this verse right here, here, even in Mizmor Kof Beit, the Perek Kof Beit, Psalm chapter 102, KJV, King James Version. Often the King James Version is different in the numbering. In the Hebrew, the numbering includes the superscription. So the superscription of this psalm, today's daily psalm, is a prayer of the afflicted when he is overwhelmed or when he fainteth and pours out his complaints or his meditation. Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. That verse right there, and for the other psalms that have a superscription, you know, the small type before the first verse in like the King James Version of the Bible, that verse is included as a verse. Just to note that for the record, so the numbering often may be one number off, but in the King James Version, turn your Bibles, the King James Version, chapter or Psalm 102, verse 18, it says, "This shall be written for the generation to come." Tikatev, 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 this written, tikatev zot, this. This written, tikatev zot, ledor acheron, for the generation to come. Now, it's interesting here. Let's just bring this up right here. Go to my sword, my sword, my sword. Here's the verse right there. So here it's at verse 18 in the KJV. It will be verse 19 in the Sefer Tehillim. Hebraically, the Masoretic will be verse 19, the same verse. This shall be written for the generation to come. Now, here's the word for to come, or that's translated as to come. So we have tikatev zot lidor acheron, acheron, acheron. The strong concordance is the H314. The generation following, right? The generation subsequent, I will be, what is it, by the oncoming generation, that oncoming generation, who is the oncoming generation? Here we have the last generation, even in these last days and times of the world, the flesh, the satanic seclorum, the Anglo-American, the Greco-Roman world empire, some might want to call it white supremacy, but that's a lie, 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 lie. But here in these latter days and times of the Gentiles, the Goyim, the nation states, we're in the latter days of the nation state. So this word, acheron, acheron, the hinder for the last generation. So this word is a very interesting word, acheron, because you can see right here in the strong definition, hinder, right? Generally the late or the last generation. Tikatev zot lidor acheron. This shall be written for the door, the generation acheron, for the last generation, even in the last days of this system, this Gentile world system, this Goyim world system, we could say Esau's world system, specifically as facing the east, it would be for those in the west. You see what says western? Acheron, the west. Even the lost sheeple of the Beit Yisrael, the lost black and brown peoples of the house of Israel, right? The Israelite. What Babylon feel like? Called chosen the faithful, Rastafari, Israelite. Black and the brown peoples in the Americas and the Caribbean. It's also the word acheron, acheron, the afterward, to come, the following, the hindermost, the last, the latter. Mind, the utmost generation, even in the last days, right? In these here last days. And the last days are the last days of this world system. This is the year after, even here, 2020. We're in the year after 400 years. 400 years. So, acheron, acheron. That's the word there, to come.
So it's translated as the generation to come, tikatev, zot, tikatev. That which to written, it is written, tikatev, tikatev, zot, this. In the more feminine, this shall be written for who? Lidor acheron, for the last generation. So this is written here for the generation that will be created. What says the people and the people and the people which shall be created with am nivra, with am nivra. Or somebody says the am nivra. The Am Nivra, with Am Nivra, 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 which shall be what? Created. Created shall praise. See now, the Hebraics of it all, the Hebrew of it all, can also be interpreted more accurately with Am Nivra, and the people to be created, Yehalel Yah, the people to be created to praise Jah. To praise Jah, will praise Yah, will praise Jah. Which people praise Jah? We've asked this before. Even many Bible-believing Christians, bibulators, as many of them may be, they'll say the King James Bible, and it's all about the Bible, the King James Bible. But how often have you heard Christians, right? Christians, especially in this latter days and times. You know, nowadays, Christians, do they praise God as Jah? Do they even use the name Jah? Though it's found even in the KJV, the King James Version, how many use the name Jah or even Jehovah? It is the people, it's for that generation. Lidor acheron, we'am nivra, the people, a people created to praise Yah, to praise Jah. Let's bring that out right there. There we go, right there. You see that? Look at that. Right there is the H3050, right? The H3050 is Yah, which is translated, you know, anglicized within the English as Jah. So we have it as Jah in the English. But Hebraically speaking, Yehalel Yah. Like we say, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Rastafari. So Rastafari, that generation. Right, that generation, right? First to the Yehudi, first to the Jew of the ethnic Israelites, the black and the brown, and the righteous from the other nations, right? Created, right? To create it for what purpose? To praise Jah. So who is the people here in these last days that praise Jah? Who is this people? It's reading through the Midrash Tehillim. It's very interesting, the Midrash Tehillim. Right on today's daily psalm, Mizmor, off bait, right, Psalm 102. And coming across this section right here, it says, this shall be written for the generation to come, and the people that shall be created shall praise the Lord. Right, shall praise the Lord. Now, the Lord in this sense right here, as you see, Jah, it says Jehovah in the shortened form. It says the proper name of the one true God. You get that? The one true God. So question. How often have you heard Christians in the church call upon God, right, the true God, as Jah, or even as Jah? How often, or even as Jehovah, they say God, and they say Lord, 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 and God, even though they know better, right? But there's a people that will be created and who have been created to praise Jah Rastafari. So here it breaks it down using many compounds of names, you know, either the first letter is J or Jah, as we have in the English with the J. I know the J, we can get into the J letter, but we just, from right here, from where we're at right here, right? Also in the ending of names as Ayah, you see the Ayah, I-A-H, who calls upon he who he be as Ayah? It's that people, the people who were created to be a witness to this truth that was written concerning them. Even right here in this psalm, in Psalm 102. So I read through you know, and sharing with the Chabarim on the blog talk and on the podcast. Be sure to download the app so you can listen anytime, anywhere, the Discipleship Rastafari, the podcast app. All right, so look in the description, the podcast app, download it, it's free. So this shall be written for the generation to come or for the last generation. The last generation. The last generation, even the Western generation. We already showed you that. You can rewind this vid, right, and go back to the Acheron, the H314, right, the strong concordance, just bringing out that word, Acheron, right, for the generation to come or for the last generation, or that generation from the West. The once lost, now found, black and brown people of the Beit Yisrael, with a new name. What's it? The new name, precious name. Israelite brethren had asked me, well, where is Rastafari in the Bible? Point them to the new name, the precious name. We can point them to this right here, too. Psalm 102. Who's that people? Who's that people that shall be created? Created. And here from the roots, right, of Israel. Rael, because what Babylon feel like? Rastafari from the roots. From the roots of Rastafari, the identification that the black and the brown people over here in this here Western Hemisphere, in the Americas, in the Caribbean, carried beyond the trans-Ethiopic, Ethiopian Ocean, the enslavement trade of the Israelites here in the Americas and the Caribbean, that elect being called, even called by a new name, precious name, new name, Rastafari. So here, bringing this out right here from Psalm 102. Now in the Hebrew, as we pointed out, is verse 19. But in the KJV, it's Psalm 102, verse 18. So here in the note here, just to share this right here, because we went through the Midrash, the full of the Midrash. But then as we was reading through it, we said, because some of the sages and scholars of Torah, we love the Midrash here because it goes into some of the old, you know, some of even our, the black Hebrews and the black Jews, even when the rabbis believe in the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, HaShelush HaKadosh, and we have that in this Torah portion, Vayera, right? And he appeared, the Holy Trinity, in the Beit of Abraham, the house of Abraham, here in this particular Torah portion that we're in currently, the fourth Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Just seeing the Rhema, the right now word, revealed right here, even in the year after 400 years. So here, studying to shew I and I selves approved, growing in grace and the knowledge of Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach, even I and I, Rabbi Roveinu Yeshua, the Rabbi of Rabbis, our Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, Christ. It says, is another, they ask here in the Midrash, in the study, right, the Midrash, searching in the Psalms, in the study of the Psalms, in the Midrash Tehillim, is another people still to be created? Question, is another people still to be created? So this was asked even from the first century, even before the first century, when many of these sages went through the scriptures, as we go through the scriptures and reasoning on the verses of the scripture, what does it mean, Chabarim? So one Rav Judah Bar Simon, he explained, the words refer to the generation of Mordecai. He said, these words here, the generation of Mordecai, who, as it were created anew. But the scripture doesn't say that they were created anew. It says, a people that shall be created. Nivra, right? People to be created, right? People to be created. Now the Rebbeinat, right? The Ha-Ra-Rabin, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, they had said, however, these words refer to the generations that are guilty because of their wicked deeds, but who come and repent and pray before thee on New Year's Day, which is called Hebraically, Judaically, Rosh Hashanah. In the scriptures we have as a Yom Teruah, the day of the trumpets, day of the blowing of the trumpets, the sounding of the shofar, and on Yom HaKippurim, right, or the day of the atonement. and thereby scour off their deeds. They score off their deeds so that HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart One, blessed be He, creates them anew, as it were. Now, that might be somewhat so, but the revelation of Rastafari is righteous, righteous, and it's accurate. This shall be written for the generation to come, or the generation here, in the last days. Tikatev zot ledor acheron. Ledor acheron. Not just for the generation to come, but for the generation, the last generation. For the last generation, for the generation of the latter days. Right? The latter days. And a people that shall be created with Am Nivra, with Am Nivra, Yehalel Yah. You see, if you read in the English, it just says that praise the Lord. Right? Let's just bring that up once again for the brothers and sisters to check this out. If we go over here and you're reading the English, this is the verse right here. Psalm 102, verse 18. We click on the H30. 50 is Yah, 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 as we have it here before us in the Hebrew. Yehalel, 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 Yah, to praise Jah, to praise Yah, to praise Jah, Rastafari. Alright, so here they say the Jah, short in form from Jehovah. But what they don't give you right here, that you get when you study, well, studying Hebraically, even we the black Jews, we find this right here, that the Hebrew Yah, as we find it frequently used in the Psalms, in the book of Psalms, right, in the Mizmor, in the Sefer Tehillim, Mizmor Dawit, in the Psalms of David, Yah or Jah is frequently used in the book of Psalms for Ha'el. For El, Ha'el, Chayel, Chayel, right? The true good, the true God, the Almighty. Ha'el, for the true good, the true God, as Yisrael, get it? Yisrael, Sar, a prince of El, Yasharel, the upright of El, Yisrael, the man who sees El, the true good, the true God. This is often used in the book of Psalms for Elohim, Ha-Elohim, as Israel's Savior. It's a Savior name. Now, if we go and study Exodus chapter 15 and the Song of the Sea, right? The Song of the Sea, Moshe and the Israelite, the song that he chanted during the Exodus. We find the use of the Yah, calling upon Yah, or anglicized in the English, according to KJV, calling upon Jah. So here, let's bring this out just to prove this point right here, because here you see Lord in the next quote that has created and people, right? This is Isaiah, Yeshayahu, right? Yeshayahu, Isaias, Isaiah 42 and 5 says, thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out. Now, look at the word the Lord. So we have the Lord in the verse from Psalm 102, verse 18, and we have the Lord in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 5, right? But Hebraically speaking, you can even see the numbers different. One says the H3050, the other one says the H3068. Click on the H3068, we have Yahuwah or Jehovah, Yahuwah, 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 right? And Yahuwah, Yahuwah, right? Jehovah, as it's anglicized. It's different, right? So here, this is even more specific in its identification of who this people be. Who this people be. This people, who they be. They be for he who be, who he be, his divine majesty. This shall be written for the generation, right, of the last days, of the last times, even the generation in the West. Bring that up, the Acheron. Acheron in the Hebrews, le for dor, generation, Acheron. Acheron, right, Acheron. Looking at Acheron, right, let's go to Acheron, the behind, following, the subsequent, right? Right, the subsequent, by the preceding, right, replaced by the oncoming generation, the preceding generation, right, even the words of Garmawi Nagus Meges, right, in the West, the Western generation, right, the location, you see, Western of location, right, latter, the subsequent, right, preceded by the oncoming generation, the latter generation, the last generation, the last generation, the last times, even here in the year after, what? 400 years, right? And this is the real reason why there's so much trouble in the world. It's prophecy time, it's revelation time, right? So for the last generation, right, or the generation of the last days and the people, right, that shall be created. So significant in looking through the Midrash, right, the Midrash on the Psalms, and this psalm, right, Mizmor, or the Perek of Beit, right, Psalm 102, and then seeing some of the reasonings that were there, and we're like, wow, maybe they didn't see it, they didn't get it. I mean, so what they point out here about, you know, the generation that are guilty, yes, our ancestors, our forefathers, right, had to do a bid. Even we have the curses or the consequences of disobedience found in Deuteronomy. That's another identification of who are the Israelites, right? Who are the Israelites, right? Who are the Israelites? We, the once lost, now found black and brown people over here in the Americas and the Caribbean, right? How do we know? We know even by the identification of who they be, by what they have experienced even over these here 400 years. Another sign, 400 years, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses, was it 15 to 68? Also, we have Leviticus, right? Go to Leviticus chapter 26, right? Generations, right, who are guilty because of their wicked, their ratchet deeds, and who come and they repent. Right, repent, have a change of mind, right, and come to the redemption, right, even black Israel, Israel's redemption, even that redemption of we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, come to that redemption. See, the redemption is about a change of heart. The repentance is about a change of mind. See, the heart and the mind, right? But here, it's very clear in the word of Scripture, right, there will be a people that will be created, right, to praise, and that will praise, created for the praise of Jah, for that witness of Jah. Because we look at all the churches, almost all the churches, the majority of the churches, how many churches praise Jah? Even though it's there in the Bible, we have very clearly in the Bible, we could turn to Psalm 68, turn to Psalm 68, verse 4, you find Jah. They said, by his name, Jah. Right? And they look upon I, that people that have been created to praise Jah, but we are fulfilling that word even of Scripture, that word even of prophecy, that word even for these last days and times. So, my beloved brothers and sisters, just a little bit more just to share with you on this, the people, as the scripture says, the people that shall be created, right, the people that shall be created to praise Jah, Rastafari, yes, Kedemawi, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruchu, Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem. We'll be right back.
You know, while these supplies here and there last, yes, I, Rastafari. So call in. 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. We have like about minutes.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
The field which Abraham purchased of the sons of Heth.
There was Abraham buried, and Sarah his wife. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac, and Isaac dwelt by the well Lahai-roi. Now these are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's handmaid, bare unto Abraham. And these are the names of the sons of Ishmael, by their names according to their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebajoth, and Kedar, and Adbeel, and Midsan, and Mishma, and Duma, and Massa, Kedar, and Tema, Jeter, Naphish, and Kedema. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names by their towns and by their castles, 12 princes according to their nations. And these are the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years. And he gave up the ghost and died, and was gathered unto his people. And they dwelt from Havilah unto Shur, that is before Egypt, as thou goest toward Assyria. And he died in the presence of all his brethren. And these are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begat Isaac. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel the Syrian of Padan Aram, the sister to Laban the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, If it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red, all over like an hairy garment. And they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel. And his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. And the boys grew. And Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field. And Jacob was a plain man, dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison. But Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob sought pottage. And Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, Sell me this day thy birthright. And Esau said, Behold, I am at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, Swear to me this day. And he sware unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And I said,
This is Ratbre, Mr. the Confuser, confusing the Babylon.
I'm leaving out of Babylon, straight to Mount Zion and the Star Line. With stops in Nigeria, Gambia, Ghana, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Senegal, Guinea, Uganda, Chad, Togo, hey! Find a destination in Ethiopia.
Terrible the future, I tried up on a rescue mission, you said.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Jah!
Rastafari.
Jah!
Throughout the history of the scriptures, the Spirit of the Heavenly Father has empowered us as his people to discover earth-trembling revelations buried within the lives of the patriarchs, the prophets, and even the Messiah himself. In some cases, the argument might even be made that the Most High himself is unfolding new understanding to the nations as we progress through time and grow into our truest calling. However, most often, we find that in our search for truth, what we've actually uncovered is not new revelation at all, but instead a reintroduction of ancient truths that were once made plain to the past children of Yah. Ecclesiastes 1:9 seems to provide us some insight into this mystery when it says, "What has been is what will be, and what has been done is what will be done, and there is no new thing under the sun." And in the case of the lives of Esau and Jacob, it seems that once again the Spirit is revealing ancient understanding to the children of Yah in these last days. Thanks to the age of information, ancient books once hidden by history are now being brought back into the light to provide context that was once lost. The dark cloud of the internet has proven to have a silver lining to it, after all. As it pertains to the life of Esau and Jacob, and their epic struggle from birth to death, the Book of Jubilees is no exception, providing unique insights into the lives between the lines of Genesis. These texts were once considered authoritative scriptures by many, and are still considered spirit-inspired by a few denominations worldwide. Thanks to the recent development, publication, and translations of the found Dead Sea Scrolls, the number of apocryphal believers is quickly growing worldwide among the children of Yah. If you have a hunger for truth and a love for the fathers of the faith that came before us, join us as we discover how the mysteries between the lines of Genesis are once again brought to light. You might just say that therein lies a story of epic proportions. A story of two brothers whose eternal battle still wages on to this very day. Strap in. This is the epic battle of Esau and Jacob. Discovered among the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Book of Jubilees contains many parallels to the Book of Genesis. In fact, too many to be easily counted. However, as we deeply study the accounts of both of these books with more and more depth, it becomes clear that the Book of Jubilees holds tremendous value to those who seek even more context and clarity in the Word of Yah. For example, in Genesis chapter 25, we find the details surrounding the birth of Esau and Jacob, who was called Yaakov in the Hebrew, the promise of the struggle between them from the Most High to Rebekah, their mother, called Rivka, the types of work these sons would take on through their lives, and most importantly, the favoritism that their father Yitzchak would show Esau, with the mother favoring Yaakov. However, the additional details surrounding this event in the Book of Jubilees not only confirm the Book of Genesis in these chapters, but in many more as well. And it was that in the sixth week, in the second year of the 42nd Jubilee, that Rivka, the beloved wife of Yitzchak, called Isaac in the English, bore two sons to her husband, Yaakov and Esau. And Yaakov was a smooth and upright man, and Esau was fierce, a man of the field, red and hairy. But Yaakov, his brother, dwelt in tents. And the youth grew, and Yaakov learned to write. But Esau did not learn, for he was a man of the field and a hunter, and he learned war, and all his deeds were fierce. And Abraham, the grandfather of both of these sons, loved Yaakov, but Yitzchak, their father, loved Esau even more. And Abraham saw the deeds of Esau, and he knew that in Yaakov should his name and seed be called. And he called Rivka, his daughter-in-law, the mother of the sons, and gave her a commandment regarding Yaakov, for he knew that she too loved Yaakov much more than Esau. And he said unto her, "My daughter, watch over my son Yaakov, for he shall be in my stead on the earth, and for a blessing in the midst of the children of men, and for the glory of the whole seed of Shem. For I know that Yahuwah will choose him to be a people for possession unto himself, above all peoples that are upon the face of the earth. And behold, Yitzchak my son loves Esau more than Yaakov, but I see that you truly love Yaakov. Add still further kindness to him, and let your eyes be upon him in love, for he shall be a blessing unto us on the earth from henceforth unto all generations of the earth. Let your hands be strong, and let your heart rejoice in your son Yaakov. For I have loved him far beyond all my sons. He shall be blessed forever, and his seed shall fill the whole earth. If a man can number the sand of the earth, his seed also shall be numbered. and all the blessings wherewith Yahuwah has blessed me and my seed shall belong to Yaakov and his seed always. And in his seed shall my name be blessed, and the name of my fathers, Shem and Noah, and Enoch, that is Hanok, and Mahalalel, and Enosh, and Sheth, and Adam. And Abraham called Yaakov before him in the sight of Rivka his mother, and kissed him, and blessed him, and said, Yaakov, my Yakid, my beloved son, whom my soul loves, may Elohim bless you from above the expanse, and may he give you all the blessings wherewith he blessed Adam, and Enoch, and Noah, and Shem, and all the things of which he told me, and all the things which he promised to give me, may he cause to cleave to you and to your seed forever, according to the days of heaven above the earth. And the spirits of Mastema, that is, Hasatan, shall not rule over you or your seed to turn you from Yahuwah, who is your Elohim from henceforth forever. And may Yahuwah Elohim be a father to you, and you, the firstborn son, and to the people always. Go in peace, my son. And Rivka loved Yaakov with all her heart and with all her soul, very much more than Esau. But Yitzchak, her husband, loved Esau much more than Yaakov. And so it was clear to Rivka, Yitzchak's wife, that Yaakov would be blessed along with Abraham, her father-in-law, and would be the one to carry out the promises that Yah made to their lineage long, long before Yaakov was even born. If you haven't heard or seen the incredible testimony of Abraham's youth and his daring escapes in the face of King Nimrod, far before Yah made the promises of Genesis 12, ensure you check out Before He Was Abraham to truly understand the real reason Yah blessed this family to carry out his promises. And here we see in Jubilees chapter 22 that Abraham, Yaakov's grandfather, would in fact pass on his blessing to Yaakov over Esau, just before he died. And he called Yaakov and said, My grandson, Yaakov, may the Elohim of all bless you and strengthen you to do righteousness and his will before him, and may he choose you and your seed so that you may become a people for his inheritance according to his will always. And do you, my son, Yaakov, draw near and kiss me. And he drew near and kissed him, and he said, Blessed be my son Yaakov and all the sons of El Elyon unto all the ages. May Elohim give unto you a seed of righteousness, and some of your sons may he sanctify in the midst of the whole earth. May nations serve you, and all the nations bow themselves before your seed. Be strong in the presence of men, and exercise authority over all the seed of Seth. Then your ways and the ways of your sons will be justified, so that they shall become a holy nation. May El Elyon give you all the blessings wherewith he has blessed me, and wherewith he blessed Noach and Adam. May they rest on the sacred head of your seed from generation to generation, forever. And may he cleanse you from all unrighteousness and impurity, that you may be forgiven of all the transgressions which you have committed ignorantly. And may he strengthen you and bless you, and may you inherit the whole earth. And may he renew his covenant with you, that you may be to him a nation for his inheritance for all ages, and that he may be to you and your seed an Elohim in truth and righteousness throughout all the days of the earth. And do you, my son Yaakov, remember my words, and observe the commandments of Avraham, your grandfather. Separate yourself from the nations, and eat not with them, and do not according to their works, and become not their associate, for their works are unclean, and all their ways are a pollution and an abomination and uncleanness. Beware, my son Yaakov, of taking a woman from the seed of the daughters of Canaan, for all his seed is to be rooted out of the earth. For owing to the transgression of Ham, Canaan erred, and all his seed shall be destroyed from off of the earth, and all the remnant thereof, and none springing from his seed shall be saved on the day of judgment. Fear not, my son Yaakov, and be not dismayed, O son of Abraham. May El Elyon guard you from destruction, and from all the paths of error may he deliver you. This house have I built for myself, that I might put my name upon it in the earth. It is given to you and your seed forever, and it will be named the house of Abraham. It is given to you and to your seed forever, for you will build my house and establish my name before Elohim forever. Your seed and your name will stand throughout all generations of the earth. And Abraham ceased commanding him and blessing him. And the two lay together on one bed. And Yaakov slept in the bosom of Avraham, his father's father. And he kissed him 7 times. And his affection and his heart rejoiced over him. And he blessed him with all his heart and said, El Elyon, the Elohim of all, and creator of all, who brought me forth from the Ur of the Chasdim, that he might give me this land to inherit it forever, and that I might establish a holy seed. Blessed be El Elyon forever. And Abraham placed 2 of Yaakov's fingers on his eyes, and he blessed the Elohim of Elohim, and he covered his face and stretched out his feet, and slept the sleep of eternity, and was gathered to his fathers. And all the days of Abraham were 3 jubilees and 4 weeks of years, 175 years, and completed the days of his life, being old and full of days. For the days of the forefathers of their life were 19 jubilees. And after the flood, they began to grow less than 19 jubilees, and to decrease in jubilees, and to grow old quickly, and to be full of their days by reason of manifold tribulation and the wickedness of their ways, with the exception of Abraham. For Abraham was perfect in all his deeds with Yahuwah, and well-pleasing in righteousness all the days of his life. And behold, he did not complete 4 jubilees in his life, when he had grown old by reason of the wickedness on the earth, and was full of his days. And so it was that Yaakov was blessed by Abraham, his grandfather, just before he passed away. And so it should be no surprise that the Spirit of Yah moved mightily in the life of Yaakov moving forward, even causing him to be given advantage over his older brother on many occasions. Perhaps one of the most important begins with even the birthright itself, which passed from one brother to the other in this remarkable portion of Genesis 25 in Jubilees chapter 24. And in the first year of the 4th week, a famine began in the land, besides the first famine, which had been in the days of Abraham. And Yaakov saw lentil pottage, and Esau came from the field hungry. And he said to Yaakov, his brother, give me of this red pottage. And Yaakov said to him, sell to me your birthright, and I will give you bread, and also some of this lentil pottage. And Esau said in his heart, I shall die. Of what profit to me is this birthright? And he said to Yaakov, I give it to you. And Yaakov said, swear to me this day. And he swore to him. And Yaakov gave his brother Esau bread and pottage, and he ate until he was satisfied. And Esau despised his birthright. For this reason Esau's name was called Edom, on account of the red pottage which Yaakov gave him for his birthright. And Yaakov became the elder, and Esau was brought down from his dignity. And to ensure even further that Yaakov would truly secure the blessing of his father Yitzchak, along with the birthright, Yah would move once again, this time through the mother of the brothers, Rivka.
And here, a little sample from the Book of Jubilees. Book of Jubilees, that's the Book of Jubilees according to what was found in the Dead Sea Scroll. What they often neglect is the previously discovered or rediscovered in the Western world, the Ethiopic documents. So before they discovered the so-called Dead Sea Scrolls, there was the Ethiopic the Israelites of Ethiopia and the Orthodox Wahido Church testify with the documents such as the Ethiopic Book of Enoch and the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees. Even though there were many who received those works as the ancient documents, ancient manuscripts, and witnesses they were, because they were received by, for lack of a better word, a black nation making Israelite claims, it was often sometimes shade was cast, dispersions. But then they found what they call the Dead Sea Scrolls, which basically confirm, and even with a lot of the Dead Sea Scrolls, they are missing portions, so they have to go to the Ethiopic to fill it up, and being Semitic and Afro-Semitic languages, it's kind of easy to transpose from one language to another pretty accurately based on all the text. But often they seek to throw shade on the Ethiopic documents, and here we like to point light to the Ethiopic documents, like the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, the R.H. Charles translation, as well as the Ethiopic Book of Enoch, the R.H. Charles. He's a pretty reliable and diligent scholar, and along with the translation, which has many important footnotes connecting the dots, we also have the primary manuscripts, the Ethiopic manuscripts for both the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees as well as Enoch, for the brothers and sisters who seek to, you know, verify with the primary, you know, references and resources. But anyway, here, just to put this into better context, for many of these documents were known, we now know based on the Dead Sea Scrolls, Judaically, the Ethiopians and the Israelites of Ethiopia having ancient manuscripts that were first rediscovered in the Western world when they stole or acquired copies and translated it. And we have some of the better translations. Once again, the R.H. Charles is a point of reference here in our studies. And as we were listening to the reading from the Dead Sea Scrolls version, the so-called the Hebrew version, we were also looking at the Ethiopic following along, which helps to put things into proper context. In fact, Jubilees explains exactly how Moses, who appears in the second book of the Torah, Exodus, how was he able to write the story of the patriarch from the first book? And Jubilees points to that. Jubilees is a very ancient document, although it has been, you know, rewritten in the sense of writing the scrolls. The scrolls were not photocopied, so one had to rewrite those scrolls. And sometimes they find later scrolls that were written from, copied from earlier scrolls, and they try to say that the manuscript is only this and this old based on the last scroll where it was recopied, because earlier scrolls will get worn out in a country like Ethiopia, having changed the season, unlike Egypt, which this is dry as, you know, a very dry country, but Ethiopia being the headwaters of the Nile, you know, the seasons cause manuscripts to last for some generations, and then manuscripts have to be copied again. But the internal data that's found in it show that these were recopied over countless generations. So here, going to ride up right here with the first portion and share a little bit more from the Book of Jubilees. We'll be referencing the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, but of course, compare and contrast with what they like to call the Dead Sea Scrolls. So before the Dead Sea Scrolls, there was the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees. And if you study the Dead Sea Scrolls, there's a lot of fragments. So there's gaps. And these gaps are filled up by them, you know, going to the Ethiopic document, but not really giving any due credit to the Ethiopic record that first caused them to know that they didn't have the complete Bible.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Rastafari.
Here, Baraka, blessing for the reading of the Torah right here.
Barku et Yahuwah Hamborak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever. Now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol HaAmim Unatan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, HaTorah, Torato, his Torah. Blessed be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Baruch Atah Adonai.
John!
Rastafari.
John!
Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baruchu et Yahweh Hamborach. Baruch Yahweh Hamborach. Le'olam Vayet. Baruch Atah Yahweh. Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, venutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh, noten haTorah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Joy is in thy light, and I in thy dear testament of the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I not to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. May I tell you no read up your Bible.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Ah, Yisrael, Simi, Simi, Ethiopia, Hoy, Simi, here, here, here. Shabbat Toldot, here the Rishon, the first Aliyah, the Rishon Aliyah, first reading, first up offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Toldot. Here picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis. Here from the Sefer Bereishith, Genesis chapter 25, here at verse 19, the generations of Yitzhak. Here, 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 Shema Yisrael. Ve'ele toldot, Yitzhak ben Abraham. Abraham holid et Yitzhak. And these, and these are the generations, toledot, and these are the generations, toledot Yitzhak. And these, the generations of Isaac, of Yitzhak, ben Abraham, son of Abraham, Abraham's son. Abraham holid et Yitzhak. Abraham begat Isaac. And Isaac, Yitzhak, was 40 years old when he took Rebecca to wife, to Isha, the daughter of Bethuel the Syrian of Padan Aram, the sister to Laban the Syrian. And Yitzhak entreated Yahweh Jehovah for Ishto, for his wife, because she was barren. And Yahuwah and Jehovah, he who be who he be, was entreated of him. And Rebekah, Ishto, Eshto, Oseto, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus, like this? And she went to inquire of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and Yahuwah and Jehovah said to her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And Yod-Heh, Wah-Heh, and he who be who he be, said to her, Wayomeri Hoa Laha, two nations are in thy womb. Shine goyim bitaneich, and two people shall be separated from thy bowels. Ushnei leumim miyameyaich yiparedu, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people. Ul oma mil oma ye emat, and the elder shall serve the younger. Wirab ya imod sair, the birth of Esau and Yaakov. Verse 24, and when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb, and the first came out red all over like an hairy garment, and they called his name Esau, and they called his name Esau. With Yetze Ha Rishon, Ha Rishon, Admoni, Kulo, K, Ademet, Sear, Waika Reu, Shemo, I saw. And the first came out red, and the first came out Admoni, Ha Rishon Admoni, Yetzei Ha Rishon Admoni, Kulo K Adaret, K Adaret, all over like a hairy, garment. Kuloa ka adreta se'ar, se'ar. And they called his name. Wayikre'u ashmo Esau, Esau, Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name, Shemo, was called Yaakov. And Yitzhak and Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. Ve'achreya kena yatzah. Achiu wi yado o chazet o chazeta ba ikav ba ikav Esau. And after that came forth his brother. Wi achrei kena yatza achiu. And his hand, with Yado, and his hand had hold on Esau's heel, with Yado, o chazeta ba ikeva Esau. And his name was called Jacob, and his name was called Yaakov. Wayikara, wayikara shemo Yaakov. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bore them. The sale of the birthright. The sale of the birthright, verse 27. And the boys grew. And Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field. And Yaakov and Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. Why are you gedelu? And they grew ha ne'arim. Why are you gedelu? And they grew ha ne'arim. And the boys grew. Wayehi Esau Isha Yodea Sa'id. And Esau was a cunning hunter, was a man that was a cunning hunter, a man of the fields. Ish Sadeh, a man of the fields. And Jacob, Yaakov, with Yaakov Ish Tam. And Jacob was a quiet man. With Yaakov Ish Tam. And Jacob was a perfect man, a quiet man. Yoshev O Halim, dwelling in tents. And Yitzhak and Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison. But Rebecca loved Jacob. And Jacob sod pottage. And Esau came from the field. And he was faint. And Esau said to Yaakov, feed me, I pray thee, I, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. Vayomer Esau illa Yaakov, halla ietaini na minaha Adom. Ha Adom. And Esau said to Yaakov, to Jacob, why yomer Esau illa Yaakov? Let me swallow, I pray to I, some of this red
bondage, for I am faint. Why yomer aisawa elia ekob hala ietainina min ha adom ha adom haze ki ayef ki ayef anoki al kena karo shemo edom. Therefore was his name called Edom. Then Yaakov and Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. Why yomer Yaakov mikra kayom et bikoratika li. And Jacob, Yaakov, and Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. Why yomer Yaakov mikra. And Jacob said, sell me first thy birthright. Why yomer Yaakov mikra kayom et bikoratika li. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. What profit shall the birthright do to me? And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. What profit shall this birthright do? Shall this birthright do to me? Why yomer Esau? Hine anoki holech lamut we lamazeli abikora. And Yaakov and Jacob said, swear to I this day. And he sweared to him. And he sold his birthright to him. Vayomer Yaakov, he shava'a li kayom. Vayishava lau vayimakor et bekorato li Yaakov. And Jacob said, swear to me first. Why Yaakov? And Jacob, slika. Why yomer Yaakov? And saying, Yaakov, he shava'a li. Swear to me first, kayom, this day. Why yishava? And he swore to him. Why yishava lau? Vayayi makor et bikorato li Yaakov. And Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. So Esau despised ha bikorah. Despise his birthright. Hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear. First book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis. Genesis chapter 26, the Abrahamic covenant confirmed to Yitzhak, to Isaac. And there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Yitzhak went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, to Gerar. And Yahuwah and Jehovah appeared to him and said, go not down into Mitzrayim. Go not down into Egypt, Mitzrayim, into Kemet. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee the eye of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, the eye, and will bless thee, the eye. For to thee, the eye, and to thy seed, Zerekah, the eye race, I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear to Avraham, Abika, Abraham thy father, and I will make Zerekah, the eye seed, the eye race, to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give to Zerekah, the eye seed, the eye race, all these countries. And in Zerekah, and in the eye seed, the eye race, shall all the nations of the earth, of the earthly plain, be blessed. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, for the Sheni, hear for the second Aliyah, the second reading, the second up offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Toledot, Sabbath generations. The lapse of Yitzhak, the lapse of Isaac. Why Yesheva Yitzhak be Gerar? And Isaac dwelt. Y-y-y-sheva Yitzhak in Gerar. Be Gerar in Gerar. And the men of the place asked him of Eshto, ask him of his wife, of his woman. And he said, she is Achoti, she is my sister. For he feared to say, she is Ishti. He feared to say that she is my wife. Eshti, Oseti, she is my Isha, my woman. Lest, said he, the men of the place should kill me for Rebecca, because she was fair, eitevel, beautiful. She was a beauty to look upon. And it came to pass when he had been there a long time that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out at a window and saw, and behold, Yitzhak, Isaac, was sporting with Rebekah, Ishto, Oseto, and Isaac was sporting, and behold, Isaac Yitzhak was sporting with Rebekah, Eshto, his Isha, his wife. And Abimelech called Yitzhak Isaac and said, behold, of a surety, she is Ishteka. She is the Isha Oseteka, the wife, the Isha. And how saidest thou, she, Achoti, she is my sister? And Yitzhak and Isaac said to him, because I said, lest I die for her. And Abimelech said, what is this thou hast done to us, to I and I? One of the people might lightly have lion with Ishtekah, Osteka, with the I Oset, with the I Isha, with the I wife. And thou shouldest have brought guiltiness upon us, upon I and I. And Abimelech charged all his people, saying, he that toucheth this man or ishto or esheto or seto or his isha or his wife shall surely be put to death. Then Yitzhak, then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold. And Yahuwah and Jehovah, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, he who be, who he be, blessed him.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Yes, yes, yes. The first two Aliyot of offerings here. We have five more, seven for the Sabbath here, for this Torah reading and feeding. From Genesis chapter 25, verse 19, the fuller fold to chapter 28, verse 9. Here, the whole daylight savings time and everything. Looking forward to the Sunday service, the first day service, the Ehud service with a fuller full of this Torah reading and feeding. Interesting that as soon as kind of like some things were straightened out, you know, boundaries, as it were, that now we get to see Yitzhak, we get to see ones and ones prospering in the land, you know, once certain boundaries were set, you know, certain lines were drawn. But here, it's riding up right here.
The generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begat Isaac. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel the Syrian of Padan Aram, the sister to Laban the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, "If it be so, why am I thus?" And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, "Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger." When her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red, all over like an hairy garment. And they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel. And his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. And the boys grew. And Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field. And Jacob was a plain man, dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison. But Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob sought pottage. And Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint." Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright." And Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me?" And Jacob said, "Swear to me this day." And he sware unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Chapter 26. And there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, "Go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father.
And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar. And the men of the place asked him of his wife, and he said, She is my sister. For he feared to say, She is my wife, lest, said he, the men of the place should kill me for Rebekah, because she was fair to look upon. And it came to pass, when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out at a window and saw, and behold, Isaac was sporting with Rebekah, his wife. And Abimelech called Isaac and said, Behold, of a surety she is thy wife. And how saidst thou, She is my sister? And Isaac said unto him, Because I said, Lest I die for her. And Abimelech said, What is this thou hast done unto us? One of the people might likely have lien with thy wife, and thou shouldest have brought guiltiness upon us. And Abimelech charged all his people, saying, He that toucheth this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. Then Isaac sowed in that land, and received in the same year an hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great, and went forward, and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks, and possession of herds, and great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. For all the wells which his father's servants had digged in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistines had stopped them, and filled them with earth. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, Go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. And Isaac departed thence, and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar, and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley, and found there a well of springing water. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, The water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. And they digged another well and strove for that also, and he called the name of it Sitna. And he removed from thence and digged another well, and for that they strove not, and he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, For now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. And he went up from thence to Beersheba. And the Lord appeared unto him the same night, and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and will bless thee, and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. And he builded an altar there, and called upon the name of the Lord, and pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servants digged a well. Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and Ahuzzath, one of his friends, and Phicol, the chief captain of his army. And Isaac said unto them, Wherefore come ye to me, seeing ye hate me, and have sent me away from you? And they said, We saw certainly that the Lord was with thee. And we said, Let there be now an oath betwixt us, even betwixt us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee, that thou wilt do us no hurt, as we have not touched thee, and as we have done unto thee nothing but good, and have sent thee away in peace. Thou art now the blessed of the Lord. And he made them a feast, and they did eat and drink. And they rose up betimes in the morning, and sware one to another. And Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. And it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well which they had digged, and said unto him, We have found water. And he called it Sheba. Therefore the name of the city is Beersheba unto this day. And Esau was 40 years old when he took to wife Judith the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Bashemath the daughter of Elon the Hittite, which were a grief of mind unto Isaac and to Rebekah.
Here, the full of the chapter, going into third, approaching the fourth Aliyah. Here, looking forward for the Sunday service. Very interesting, the business, some business secrets right here, concerning Isaac Yitzhak, the well digger. The names of the wells are very, very significant in the narrative, bringing out, illuminating more in the narrative right here for this Shabbat generation. Going to pick up on the generations. And note the envy and the jealousy. They stopped up his papa's wells and things. But he kept it moving, right? He kept it moving. And eventually the people came to come into a covenant with Jah people. Yes, I. Looking forward to Sunday service coming up after this. This generation. Generation.
Oh, oh, oh. Yeah. Something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to fuss. Something about this generation, they're often dangerous. Something about this generation, their attitude stinks, they won't get far. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. People often lose control for material things. They sell their souls, blinded by vanity. See their best friends as enemies, not remembering the love from His Majesty. Oh, something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to cuss. Something about this generation, often dangerous. Something about this generation, their attitude stinks, they won't get far. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. Sticky, sticky situation I see. Enemies on the rise, brutal and evil, devils in disguise. They curse, they fight, war and terror they play. Big guns, long knives, they shed in blood every day. Something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to fuss. Something about this generation, they're often dangerous. Oh, something about this generation, their attitude stinks, they won't get far. Something about this generation, when we